Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, I have to laugh. I've got an article in my hand I'm going to share with you here, starting up at the first segment. And it just shows how ridiculous things are getting in this country. So give the liberals all a trophy. Let's make a big, beautiful pink glass or clear plastic teardrop trophy for the liberals, so they can all have trophies. Liberals are not able to cope with life, accept failure, or pick themselves up back up to go again. They rely on the successes of others, social policies, and complain constantly. Like children crying, not fair. Somebody should explain to them, yeah, life ain't fair. Still, you have to work and compete. You can't just get because you want. You don't get everything you want, and you have to work to get anything. So not keeping score isn't competing, and it isn't making anything better, and you aren't learning anything from it. Remember over a year ago, when the schools in California decided the students didn't need to pass exams to graduate? The liberals are raising kids that seem to be so spoiled and confused that they can't figure anything out. And they can't accept failure. And they have to spoil the day for the rest of those who are competing. Now, this is a story about a high school in New Jersey. It's written by Stephanie Hamill, and it's from the Daily Caller. The trophy culture hijacks New Jersey High School cheerleading squad. The cheerleading scandal rocking a New Jersey high school will really make your blood boil, she says. That is, if you're against the trophy culture taking over America. You know, everybody gets a trophy. Apparently, everyone attending Hanover Park High School can now join the cheer squad, regardless of their talent or their skill. This new rule has some parents and many cheerleaders fuming mad, rightfully so. So one student that didn't make the team ruined it for everyone else that did. How is that fair? Competition is healthy. Failure is healthy. And that's how we learn and that's how we grow. This effort to make everyone a winner is creating weaklings who won't be prepared for the real world. Everybody's, America's youth need to learn that life isn't fair. If you want something, you have to work for it. If you fail, you try again and you keep trying until you get what you want. Some of you may be thinking that this is just a cheer squad. So who cares? You know, cheerleading, what a big deal. But these days, girls aren't just throwing pom-poms around and chanting for their teams. These young women are athletes. They're gymnasts. They're competitors. They are college scholarships that are awarded for some of these girls, available for the talented cheerleaders. So it's easy to understand why the girls that actually made the squad are furious. Now, I mentioned before, I've been a cheerleader. But it was a really small school. You didn't have to be overly talented. Sorry, girls. But we didn't have to be overly talented. I didn't have the training of the gymnasts. I could do a few things that I'd learned as a little girl, but I wasn't that good at all of it. Had I been in a larger city or a larger school from where I had come, I would have never even tried out for the cheerleading squad because I would have known I couldn't make it. I knew I didn't have the talent and the ability to be there. I had to try out at certain points for plays. You don't always get what you want, and you don't always get what you try out for. But you don't give up, and you don't go crying and complaining and say, well, I shouldn't have been rejected. These youth are being raised by parents who also must have been rejected and couldn't take it. So they're not teaching these children how to be productive in their lives and how to overcome. You overcome things that you fail. You know, you're not going to get an A on a test you didn't study for. And you can study really hard and sometimes not get an A. And that's just the way it is. But you always give it your best shot. You teach the kids to give it their best shot. I know we've told ours before. If you don't try, you'll never know. So try it. Because in the future, you say, I wonder if. Well, go ahead and try it. Try out for that job. Try out for that piece, that sports, or that whatever the case may be. But give it your best shot. And then you know at least you did your best. Everyone doesn't deserve a trophy every time. That makes the trophy of no value. We talked about personal value yesterday when I talked about women's rights. To reject feminists and embrace your femininity. I was talking to the women, by the way. Well, the same goes here. Feminists and the sexual revolution devalued women, devalued humankind. They have no value anymore. Life has no value. Abortion tells us life has no value. Abortion came out of the sexual revolution because nobody wants to be responsible for what they're doing. Well, to give everyone a trophy makes the trophy of no value. If everybody makes the cheerleading squad, then it's not special to be a cheerleader. If everybody makes the first string of the football team or the basketball team or the whatever the team may be, then it makes no difference. Why try? Why try harder if everybody's going to make it anyway? You can't all be soloists in the choir. And soloists aren't always good at blending in with the quartets or the trios or the duets. You have to have a talent and an ability. And if you're going to try out, you have to do your very best. And sometimes your very best isn't as good as somebody else's. And that's just life. So a trophy, now let's make it plastic because it has no value anyway. We don't want to make it glass. Just make it plastic. A teardrop, a pretty pink teardrop for everyone who's complaining about not making the squad, about not making the team. How many of you were the ones that didn't get picked whenever you had the lineup in grade school and you picked to be on teams? I was usually the last one because I was short and scrawny. I was pretty fast, but I was short and scrawny, you know, wasn't that strong. So I was one of the last ones that got picked. But I didn't demand to get a trophy. I knew why I was the last one. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. You made me think you were mine, and you changed your mind. I'm lost as a feather in a hurricane. There's no way to measure how far I am from okay, let me tell you. There's no good reason why. I lay my heart on these tracks, and you're singing. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, home on the range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
When in the course of human events, in order to form a more perfect union, do you recognize those words? They're a part of our Declaration of Independence. At CSC Talk Radio, we recognize that our country is under attack from within. We need we the people educated and reminded about our U.S. Constitution. As part of our Bring America Home campaign, we're excited to offer you a brand new board game, the Constitution Quest. This colorful, handsome, and sturdy board game is a must to teach our children and grandchildren the importance of our country's constitutional government. There's no shooting zombies here. This is an old-fashioned down-home board game designed for family fun and education. $49.95 is a wise investment in this country's future. Be a part of our Bring America Home campaign and order the Constitution Quest game today. Send $49.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, www.csctalkradio.com. Together, we can bring America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're going to go to the phone lines. Michelle says she's got a poem for me, and you know I love that. Michelle, how are you?
Morning. This poem was written by Kent M. Keith, and it starts out, "People are often unreliable, illogical, and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you are successful, you will win some friends and true enemies. Succeed anyway. If you're honest and frank, people may cheat you. Be honest and frank anyway. What you spend your years building, someone may destroy overnight. Build it anyway. The good you do today, people will often forget tomorrow. Do good anyway. Give the world the best you have, and it may never be enough. Give the world the best you've got anyway. You see, in the final analysis, it is between you and God. It never was between you and them anyway."
That is beautiful. What is the name? What's the title of that?
Well, it doesn't have a title, but it's written by Kent M. Keith.
Okay, I got that. Okay. That is beautiful and so well spoken. You did a very good job. That is just so true. So you fail. Get up and do it anyway. You learn something. Everything we do in life, whether we are successful or fail or mediocre, you learn something every time. But you're not going to be a winner every time, but you learn something every time. So keep plugging away and doing what you believe God wants you to do. That's good. Michelle, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Thank you very much. I wanted to talk just a little bit about, and I know it's all over the news, so we've already heard about it. It's not breaking news. But the three American prisoners that were released from North Korea, and they thanked God. And they thanked President Trump, and they thanked the American people. So I was going to read that. It says, we would like to express our deep appreciation to the United States government, President Donald Trump, Secretary Pompeo, and the people of the United States for bringing us home. We thank God and all our families and friends who prayed for us and for our return. God bless America, the greatest nation in the world. Well, we hope that they are able to settle back in. One of them, I don't remember the on all of them. One or two had only been captive a year. You say only, it was long enough if you're in a bad situation. And the other one, I think, was 3 years, one or two of them. So it's not like they had spent a lifetime there, but they had spent long enough, and it was time for them to come home. It was time. And so we got that done. And we can say whatever you want about the administration, but that was a good deed that was done. And we hope, I don't know if we've got prisoners other places across this globe or not, but I would assume that we probably do. And it made me think about Jeremiah Denton. Do you remember the Jeremiah Denton story? He and his men were captive in Vietnam, and they were also not treated very well. And a lot of times these captives are put before a camera and they have to denounce their love for their own country. And when they put Jeremiah Denton before the camera, he's blinking in Morse code torture. How did he think to do that? But as he's reading or doing what his captors are telling him to do, he is blinking in Morse code torture. And they were tortured badly. When he was brought home, he and his men, he said this. Now, he was military. These men from North Korea were not military bringing home. But this man was military. He was a war captive. We are honored to have had the opportunity to serve our country under difficult circumstances. We are proudly grateful to our commander-in-chief and to our nation for this day. God bless America. And I believe he kissed the ground, if I remember correctly. And that was under the administration of Ronald Reagan, President Ronald Reagan. And I have an article here, speaking of North Korea's prisoners, that they have a lot of prisoners yet. And they are in, like, Nazi war camps, being mistreated. So, you know, we're going to be going into talks. And I think they have the date on that. It's June 12th. And I can't remember where it said. I want to say Singapore, but I can't remember. I just saw it come up over the news a little bit ago, and I was on the air, so I didn't have a chance to actually print it off. So yesterday was a good day, or this morning. It was early this morning. It was a good day when these men landed on the soil of the United States of America. And they were met by President Donald Trump and Melania, and I believe Vice President Pence and his wife were there as well. And it was a good day. The morale of the people has been boosted, for a moment anyway, as we look to that and away from the horrible, terrible, no good, very bad news that we hear every single day. They had the primaries across in a few states on Tuesday, and the Democrats are falling in the polls. Now, I have a theory about this. Of course, I don't know that I'm right. I just have a theory. I have an opinion. I believe that the Democrats are falling in the polls because of the news that is constantly negative. I think the American people are sick and tired of hearing about Russia, sick and tired of hearing about stormy weather. They're just sick and tired of hearing it all. And even if you're standing with this administration, you don't necessarily, You don't necessarily back the president on every decision he makes, but you don't trash him. That's all we've heard. And I think the American people are done with it. And so the Democrats, they took a drop in the polls, and it was drastic. In fact, you know, I shared yesterday the poll that was the opposite, where all of a sudden Donald Trump had gone drastically up in the polls. And so they had a disclaimer. They themselves could not believe the poll. And this one is coming from CNN that shows the Democrats dropping. Now things can change in a matter of weeks and months. Who knows what's going to happen before November? But what happened on Tuesday is not only an eye-opener to Democrats, it should also be an eye-opener to established Republicans. Because it was outsiders that were winning in the primaries. And I think that, again, is the American people saying, you know what? I'm sick of this establishment. I'm sick of these two parties that are power struggles only in front of the cameras. Only in front of the cameras are they enemies. Although right now there's a few of them that are enemies behind the cameras as well. In front and behind, everywhere. But I believe that the American people are wiser than the media or the politicians give them credit. Now, we have been asleep, and we have been overly trusting, but I believe we are finally running out of patience with this establishment that has taken over our republic and turned it in not to a democracy, but a socialistic Democrat government. The republic means the people are in charge. And if the people aren't taking charge and paying attention, then it's not a republic. If you can keep it. And we did a poor job of keeping it. So CNN has the Democrats falling in the polls, and it happened pretty quickly. It's 3 points. 3 points is 3 points when you're looking at elections, and they were quite a bit up. So, I think it is a telltale sign, not just for the Democrats, but I believe it is a telltale sign for the Republicans. It's the Republicans' fault, really, that Donald Trump got elected, because he was non-establishment, and I think the people were saying, I don't care who he is, he isn't one of you. That may not be the best way to make a decision at the polls. But the American people are known for their stubbornness, and I think it showed. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. Out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism grief? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's Selling U.S. Out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforcing courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Hi, Patriots. The folks at MyPillow said, hey, Beth Ann, can you try out MyPillow? Well, I already had done that, and they asked me what I thought. Well, I thought it's wonderful. Uninterrupted sleep, no more folding a pillow in half, no more flat, lifeless pillows. MyPillow changed my life, so I'm letting you know you need MyPillow. Well, not my actual pillow, but your own MyPillow. It stays cool all night long. It keeps its shape, no more reshaping your pillow. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. You can toss MyPillow into your washer and dryer. It's completely machine washable, and it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, and enter the promo code BethAnn. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, the 4-pack special, enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. But be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go to the phones. We're going to go to Tim in Missouri. Tim, how are you today?
Well, I'm doing fine. Just want to congratulate you on your opening message. I think that's the most important message that needs to be placed in every school from kindergarten through college, because we're hearing that more candidates for president next time are going to be declaring they're socialist.
Mm.
Even Hillary Clinton claims that's one reason she lost. She's a capitalist. But I think a lot of our problem is due to parents.
Yes.
A lot of parents went through pure HELL to get where they are, and they say, my kids and my grandkids aren't going to go through what we went through.
Yeah.
We're going to give them what they want when they want it. And Dr. Ben Carson is the prime example that should be lifted up to prove there's a better way. So I really appreciate your message.
Well, thank you. Well, I know that that has a lot to do with it, you know, that the parents, either it was that situation or they failed at something and had that sting. But, you know, that sting makes you a better person. It stings, it hurts, and you might have to shed a tear or two if you're, you know, if you're really upset. But that sting down the road makes you a better person.
Yes.
And, you know, I had to do some tryouts for things. I didn't make everything. I didn't always make the whatever I tried out for. I know I tried out for a play in junior high. I didn't make it. They brought me back in later and had me do a part in it, but I didn't make the team, so to speak, on that level. It was disappointing, but you know, I lived.
But you picked out a profession where you could excel, so that is a big, big plus.
Well, we're trying to excel. We're trying to lift everybody else up, too. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. We have to. It does start at home. Appreciate it, Jim. Thank you. It does start at home. And, you know, sometimes giving your children everything they want is not doing them a favor. And if they don't have chores and they don't learn how to do the laundry or how to wash the dishes or how to fry an egg or run the microwave, you're not doing them any favor. They go to college. I had some boys that went to college and they roomed with somebody when they weren't in the dorm. They were in an apartment or something. And their roomies didn't know how to do anything. Well, my boys had a mother that made them do the laundry. I said, you can wash those football uniforms. You can wash them. You got them dirty. You can wash them. If you need them the next day and I'm doing something else, get down there. I taught them how to use the washer and the dryer. And they know how to do it now, and they're helpful with their families. And they knew how to fry an egg. I taught them how to do that, how to make a grilled cheese sandwich. They could survive, you know. They knew how to turn on the microwave. It's, you got to teach them how to do something. And then they know what to do later in life. And if you don't teach them how to cook or how to clean or how to survive, I mean, they mowed the yards. They did different things. In fact, they mowed yards for other people. And sometimes they didn't get paid. And, you know, I told them, you don't need to be paid every time. You know, they got cookies or a Coke or something. You teach them to be productive and stable. It's okay to be disappointed. It's okay to have that sting of disappointment. But move on. And don't let it stop you from trying or whatever the case may be the next time. It's amazing to me that a parent thinks they can give the kid everything and shelter them and protect them from all pain and suffering and then turn around and wonder why they can't make a marriage work, they don't know how to handle their own children, and they can't keep a job. You know, not all bosses are easy to get along with. They're just not. And that's the way of life. Not all school teachers are going to be easy to get along with. I used to tell my kids, you know, just buck up. You got to keep going. I said, one day you'll be out in the work world, and there's going to be somebody there at your place of work that you don't get along with. You don't see eye to eye with, or they're going to be irritating. You may be the one that's irritating. You just have to move on. Buck up. So, anyway, I appreciate that. I appreciate that very much. We are going through some changes. We don't know if they're going to be good or they're going to be bad. We just know we're going through a lot of changes. Oh, by the way, this just popped in my head. It has nothing to do with any of the stories I was going to bring to you. How many of you are watching the devastation in Hawaii? I watched some of that last night. With that lava rolling across people's yards and burning their houses and burning their cars. We need to be in prayer for those in Hawaii that are going through this. It's just amazing the power and the heat and the destruction. And we see the destruction right now, but you know it was the volcano that made the Hawaiian Islands. But it's just amazing. I just wondered if anybody else was watching that. It was just amazing. Well, the White House, changing the topic here, the White House rolls out an agenda for more deregulations to boost businesses. Says President Donald Trump will continue to target duplicative and ineffective regulations as part of his administration's spring agenda. Well, he's cleaning house. It's spring cleaning, huh? He announced this yesterday. Trump's reform agenda will cut across many areas And top priorities for deregulation include infrastructure development, emerging technologies, and relief for small businesses. This is coming from a senior House official. It says the senior official cited Trump's previous executive order directing all government agencies to repeal at least two existing regulations for each new regulation issued in the fiscal year of 2017 and thereafter. And in many ways, the official said, the administration's spring agenda is an extension of that order. Release of the spring agenda provides further evidence that the Trump administration remains committed to regulatory reform. It is indeed a relief that the drawbacks of excessive regulation are now recognized after 8 very long years of unconstrained expansion under President Obama, who increased annual regulatory costs by $20 billion. Now, we're not going to just blame President Obama on that, although it was pretty stiff and pretty rapid during his administrations. But it's been going on for a long time. The Department of Education, the Department of EPA, the Department of EPA was not established under President Obama. And it wasn't taken away by any other Republican president. So you can't just blame President Obama. But the regulatories, the mandates, the regulations, the license, the permits, the fees, all these things that are coming down on the American people and the American businesses and our industries and our infrastructure, they're crippling this nation from growing. Now, we need to be good caretakers. That is no doubt. But I brought to you a story, and I think it's buried over here in my big pile of papers, where they did a 7-year study, I think it was, about climate change believers and climate change unbelievers and how they behaved with the ecology, how they behaved. And it was not truly amazing to me, but it was an eye-opener to many, because those who didn't believe in climate change were really better stewards than those who did and wanted to blame mankind for everything. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Remember to recycle, and we will be right back. A good night's sleep is important to your all-over good health. In the past, I've tried numerous pillows, only to pitch them out of my bed in the middle of the night. Not the pillow for me. Down, pellets, memory foam, just didn't fit me. Then I tried my pillow, and bingo, where have you been all my life? My neck, shoulders, and upper back relaxed and sleep without pain or spasms came. This is my pillow because it fits me. My pillow because it will fit you, your sleep style, your size. My pillow fits you. But there's more. My pillow, affordable, made in the USA, a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. It is all about you. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Bethann. Give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. Invest in a good night's sleep for you. Invest in CSE Talk Radio. Invest in an American-made product. MyPillow.com, promo code Bethann. Bring America home to a good night's sleep.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. And by L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com.
You know, rural America, they call us the flyover states, and they do that for a reason. The cool kids in New York and Los Angeles only visit during campaign seasons or for college football games. Otherwise, we're pretty much forgotten, except for manufactured goods and all of our food, and of course, energy. I had with me earlier this week, and I introduced him to you, which was Daniel Turner. And he's with a group. In fact, he established the group called Power the Future. And Power the Future is a new foundation. It started to promote, it's promoting jobs in rural America, specifically energy jobs. Like our food and our manufacturing, America's energy comes from rural America, the heartland. And those jobs, just like our land and way of life, are under attack. The radicals spend millions of dollars every year to shut down our natural resources, jeopardizing jobs and families across our heartland. Just like our ranches and our farms, they want our energy owned and operated by big government. Power the Future pushes back. CSC Talk Radio is the voice of rural America, those flyover states, those forgotten Americans, those hardworking forgotten Americans. And Power the Future is also a voice and an advocate for the rural America, for jobs and energy workers. It's the perfect union, CSC Talk Radio and Power the Future. I want you to visit their website. It's powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us. Look them up. Follow them on Facebook. Follow them on Twitter. Powerthefuture.us. Working together with CSC Talk Radio to bring America home. Well, we were talking about the regulations, and that is one industry that's been hit really hard with the regulations, particularly the coal industry with our energy. But I did You know, this article is coming from the Daily Signal, and it's giving the president credit for trying to deregulate things that make no difference monetarily or otherwise, but just put an additional burden upon businesses and industries. The Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Scott Pruitt, he's been under a lot of attack lately, but during recent congressional testimony that the EPA is on our brains, and then the EPA alone took nearly two dozen actions that saved Americans $1 billion of a total of $8 billion in savings from the administration's deregulation measures. Chipping it away, chipping it away is what we need to do. This is a very lengthy article. You can go to the Daily Signal and check it out. I think you'll enjoy it. It's by Kevin Mooney. The article that I had shared earlier in the week was a study. I said 7 years. It was a one-year study. The seven-year study was really an eight-year study, and it was something altogether different. But this is on climate skeptics versus the eco-friendly climate alarmists. And it found out by following these who participated in this that those who were skeptics were more friendly to the eco-environment than those who are alarmists. Now, I wasn't totally surprised because we know how the ones that are going around screaming for us to do this and do that are jet-setting around, and they are the ones with the biggest homes and the biggest offenders of energy that they claim you shouldn't do. You should be riding your bicycle to work while the rest of them are jet-setting around from country to country and state to state telling us we should be riding bicycles. This article was very interesting, and it even gave this such moral licensing. He says it may help to explain the apparent disconnect between the belief and the action of the world's most famous climate alarmist, which is Al Gore. His 20-room, 10,070-square-foot colonial-style mansion reportedly consumes 21.3 times more kilowatt-hours than the average U.S. household, including 66,159 kilowatts per year just to heat his swimming pool. A second explanation, it says, may be found in the distinctive moral universes of conservatives and liberals. While good and bad are bipartisan and neither side can claim definitive moral high ground, there are statistically based moral tendencies that are revealing. And the fact that how America gives, the fact that those who were less believing in this climate change scare were the ones who were doing the most recycling, using the green bags, you know, the green products, reusing the shopping bags. I've got kids that I know they don't believe in climate change, but they do all these things. They recycle. They use the fancy shopping bags until they have to go shopping with a whole lot. You know, we do need to be good stewards, and, you know, the good Lord tells us that. Whether you believe in climate change or think that the sky is falling or not, it is always wise to be a good steward of everything in your lives, including the land, including the items that you use and buy. It's all about common sense. We started out with this, the trophy culture. You know, everybody gets a trophy. Nobody's a loser. Everybody's great. We're all equal. But that's not what equality is. We all have an equal opportunity to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. What's devastating in this nation today is the lack of equality in the rule of law. I am so upset with our elected officials who have become so corrupt on both sides of the aisle, the Republicans and the Democrats. But they'll push agendas at us like climate change, and they'll push this liberal ideology at our children that everybody's a winner, nobody's a loser. And we've lost who we are. Is there no competition left in the United States? Well, they don't want you to compete because they want big government and big corporations to own it all. So that takes away that, you know, property ownership. You know, we have to use some common sense, but we have to realize who we are. And if we forget who we are and where we came from, then we're doomed to be another nation that failed. Will we keep it? That republic? Can we get it back? You know, it comes back with the future, and the future is the children, and it's up to the parents, and it's up to you and me to bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.